Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Now that it's kind of the middle of September, it seems like everybody's back to school, all the students, and maybe you're back in school. If you're living in a part of the world that's in school right now, we hope that that is going well for you and that the school year is treating you or your children very well. We have a story we want to tell today that occurred in a school, but first, we wanted to start off with a quote from President Spencer W. Kimball, who was the prophet of the church a number of years ago, but at the time that this talk was given, he was in the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. And this is from a speech he gave at Brigham Young University, January 16th, 1963. The title of his talk is Humility, and this is the definition he gives of humility. He says, "If the Lord was meek and lowly and humble, then to become humble, one must do what he did in boldly denouncing evil, bravely advancing righteous works, courageously meeting every problem, becoming the master of himself and the situations about him, and being near oblivious to personal credit. Humble and meek properly suggest virtues, not weaknesses. They suggest a consistent mildness of temper and an absence of wrath and passion. Humility suggests no affectation, no bombastic actions. It is not turbid nor grandiloquent. It is not servile submissiveness. It is not cowed nor frightened. No shadow or the shaking of a leaf terrorizes it. How does one get humble? To me, one must constantly be reminded of his dependence. On whom dependent? On the Lord. How remind oneself? By real, constant, worshipful, grateful prayer," he says. So many times the world says meekness is weakness, and so that was a great quote that we wanted to share with you about how to really be bold and brave. He says that part of that is accomplished by real, constant, worshipful, grateful prayer. We wanted to share with you a story today about our dependence on the Lord and how prayer influences that. Now, before we share this story today, we just wanted to make a little disclaimer that in dangerous situations, these types of things don't always work out like this, but we just wanted to share with you this story because in this situation, it did. There was an incident that occurred in an elementary school near Atlanta, Georgia, back in August that we wanted to tell you about today. It is a scary situation that happened. A gunman entered an elementary school with an assault rifle and other weapons and threatened that he was going to kill anybody that he could and take any lives he wanted to. There was a school clerk working that day named Antoinette Tuff, and she began to talk to the gunman. She began to tell him about her life story, that she had a multiple disabled child, and that she had just lost her husband after 33 years of marriage. She told the gunman, "I'm still living." She talked about how she just opened up a brand new business and said to him, "I'm getting back out there." She told him, "Life will still bring about turns, but we can live from it, in spite of what it looks like." Antoinette says that at church, her pastor was teaching them to anchor themselves to the Lord. So while all this was happening, she was praying for the gunman. She was able to talk him through how he could turn himself in and things would be okay. And he listened to her. He put the gun down and turned himself in. As a result of her efforts, 870 pre-kindergarten to fifth graders at the school, as well as teachers and faculty, were kept safe. At one point, the gunman did exchange shots with the police, but no one was struck. In an interview with Atlanta Channel 2 Action News, the interviewer asked Antoinette, "Why do you think he listened to you?" She said, "It was no one other than God. I was praying hard," she said. The interviewer said, "You're the hero today." And Antoinette replied, "I give it all to God. I'm not the hero. I was terrified." She recognized it was God who intervened and worked this huge miracle. Her words are pretty powerful. "I give it all to God," she said. And we pulled that from an article on NPR.org entitled "School Clerk in Georgia Persuaded Gunman to Lay Down Weapons," written by Mark Memmott, and it's from August 21st, 2013. You just never know when your prayers or your actions could make a huge difference. And again, it might not be in some big dramatic fashion like this was, but in small and simple ways with friends and family and those who are around you. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. Maybe you've had an opportunity or an experience with prayer or something similar that you'd like to share with us. Send it in. We love to read those stories from you. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled, I Need Thee Every Hour, and it's featuring Vicky Pankey Taylor. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day. I